大家好，我是 Wesley.
And this is Jennifer.
我们来看第二十九课。
Lesson 29, Getting Out of Bed.
起身下床。我们来搭配笔记，聆听短文。
Listen to the text with the help of the notes given. A morning person.
习惯早起的人。
Tempting.
诱人的。
The snooze button.
闹钟上面那个贪睡按钮
，covers，
被单
，disrupt，
扰乱。好，了解笔记之后呢，我们来听一下短文，相信会比较容易理解。
Text: Chris was awoken from his deep sleep by his wife Hannah. She told him it was already 6 a.m. and that he had to get up now lest he miss his train.Chris couldn't bring himself to leave his nice warm bed, though, so he slept until 7 a.m. As one would expect, he didn't catch his early train. Maybe he should have booked a later train, or maybe he should have listened to his wife and gotten out of bed sooner. Getting out of bed in the morning is not an easy thing to do, especially if you are not a morning person. It can be tempting to keep pressing the snooze button,so that you get a few more precious minutes under the covers. However, most sleep experts agree that going back to sleep can disrupt the body clock even more. So when the alarm goes off, get straight out of bed, lest you fall back asleep.
再次聆听并回答问题。
Listen again and answer the questions below.
在听第二遍之前，请各位先看一下下列三个问题。现在开始听短文。
Text. Chris was awoken from his deep sleep by his wife Hannah. She told him it was already 6 a.m. and that he had to get up now lest he miss his train. Chris couldn't bring himself to leave his nice warm bed, though, so he slept until 7 a.m. As one would expect, he didn't catch his early train. Maybe he should have booked a later train.Or maybe he should have listened to his wife and gotten out of bed sooner. Getting out of bed in the morning is not an easy thing to do, especially if you are not a morning person. It can be tempting to keep pressing the snooze button so that you get a few more precious minutes under the covers. However, most sleep experts agree that going back to sleep can disrupt the body clock even more. So when the alarm goes off,Get straight out of bed, lest you fall back asleep.
接下来我们来看看刚刚的问题还有答案。
Questions for discussion.